This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
If you've ever shopped online, you've definitely noticed that purple Shop Pay button. It has become a universal symbol for a fast and secure checkout experience. Well, that button is actually the engine behind the scenes because it means a store is powered by Shopify.
Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of brands around the world, from global names to people launching their very first business. With hundreds of beautiful templates, you can build a store that matches your brand without touching a line of code. You can manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing.
And that iconic purple Shop Pay button? It's why Shopify has the best converting checkout on the planet, helping reduce abandoned carts and boost sales. Your customers already know it, trust it, and love it. If you want to see fewer abandoned carts, it's time to head over to Shopify.
Sign up for your €1 a month trial and start selling today at Shopify.ie. That's Shopify.ie. And see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before we let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we'd like to welcome back to our programme Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture as one of our sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast, because they have something really good over the next while. This is the deal of the century.
Now, guys, this is one of these things that when they're gone, they are literally gone. So, as Adrian says, we have a great deal for you, because if you've been thinking about upgrading your stairs and landing, and to be honest with you, the one part of your house where the carpet always wears down is the landing and the stairs.
Absolutely, yeah, of course.
Little brats running up with dirty shoes. So if you were thinking of upgrading your stairs and landing, they have got a fantastic offer for you right now. A full stairs and landing package for just €500.
Say that again? How much?
I sound a bit more surprised.
Authoritative, yeah.
A full stairs and landing package for just €500, reduced from €1,099 for Opinions Matter listeners.
That is a great deal. It really is.
You can literally get your full stairs and landing done for £500.
Where can I pop in to see them, Jeremy?
Well, yeah, they have two stores, actually, Adrian. One in our chain, just near the roundabout there.
Yeah, it's just on Harmanstown Road, yeah.
And the other one, Adrian, is in
Rush in County Dublin.
Yes, right on the main street there in Rush.
Yep, it is on Upper Main Street.
Or if you don't want to visit, you can just go onto their website.
carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com. So once again, for a limited time only, you can transform your stairs and landing for just €500. Get in touch with Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture today, and don't forget to tell them Opinions Matter sent you. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter? Dean sent us this message, and he says, "You probably won't talk about this." Normally when a message starts like that, that actually makes us want to talk about it. "You probably won't talk about this because you're part of the woke virus, but it's a disgrace what has happened to me. I got let go from my job in the..." He actually names the hotel in South Dublin, because they said I used a racist term in work. "I'll tell you what I said. We were setting up for a function, and I said, I have to go and get cleaned up because I look like a knacker." That's what he said. "I didn't mean travellers, because I don't have a problem with travellers. And one of the staff, who is a settled traveller, reported me for racism, and I got let go. It's actually a joke that you can't say anything. It's not even a racist word. Name and shame the bastards who let me go." And that is from Dean. Now, Dean, we're not naming and shaming the bastards that let you go. We see no value in naming the hotel.
Well, we're not going to be used as a go-between for you to have a go at your former employee. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's not my opinion. I don't have an opinion on whether or not it's racist, because I don't know if it's racist. Is the word racist?
I just think it's a horrible word. It's an outdated word. It's a word that shouldn't be used in day-to-day conversation.
I use the word, and I'm not going to be a hypocrite and say I don't. And I think 99% of people listening to the podcast now use the word. I want to say, though, I have never, ever used the word to describe a member of the travelling community or a person who is connected to the travelling community. I call members of the travelling community travellers. That's okay.
But you know, and I know that the term, the word knacker, is a derogatory term to describe travellers that a lot of people use. They describe them as knackers. Okay.
Yeah.
So it is a derogatory term, and even though he may not have been using the word in that,
but he wasn't. That's context is key here.
The point of the matter is, it's a word that we shouldn't be using anymore. It should drop out of our vocabulary.
But all he said was, and people would say this all the time, you know, oh, I can't go out tonight. Geez, I'm dressed like a knacker, or I feel like a knacker. They don't mean a member of the travelling community. And if for one moment he did...
Okay, I'll tell you that, believe it or not, in my opinion, the use of that term in that context is actually about travellers, whether you realise it or not.
You're being woke now.
I'm not being woke.
He contacted a swan to talk about
this. The word knacker is a derogatory term to describe a traveller. Would you agree with that?
If it's used to describe a traveller, yes. Okay. If it is used to describe a traveller.
Okay, and to say I'm dressed like a knacker is implying that I'm dressed the way travellers dress.
No, that's not true, because if you actually look at members of the travelling community, they dress impeccably. So that's you're wrong there as well. So come at me with something better.
It's a word that we just shouldn't use anymore, okay? It is an offensive term for travellers. It's a word... Okay, the N-word.
Oh, it's not the same thing.
It is.
It's not the same thing. No, because the N-word... Why would you say the word knacker and you won't use the N-word?
For that very reason, that it's a word that we shouldn't use anymore.
The N-word, N-I-G-G-E-R, by the way, in case people don't know, is deep-rooted in racial history. Yeah, in America.
So is the word knacker.
No, it's not. It was a knacker.
As a discrimination against travellers.
That's actually not true. Do your research. So the N-word in America started, Jim Crow days back down south, when black people were used as slaves, and they would call them that word. They would use that word to describe them, yeah? And that's why the N-word, that's where that came from. The word knacker comes from a knacker's yard, which is something that... I don't know, it's where horses are brought or something like that.
Look, as Amanda just said, it's not woke, it's fact. It's used to insult travellers.
If
you're saying I'm dressed like a knacker, it's implying that travellers don't dress well, I'm dressed like a traveller. That's what it's saying.
Okay, that's what it's saying. Okay.
I'm arguing that it's a word that we just shouldn't use anymore. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, have a listen to this from Alan.
All right, guys, this is Robbie. I just don't think that's a word that should be used by anybody, ever. Do you know what I mean? There's lots of words you can use apart from that word. Don't think he should have been sacked about it, though. But he'll choose his words more carefully next time.
Okay, that was actually Robbie. And here's another Robbie.
Regardless of how we've pretty much normalised that word, you know, we've used it for a long time, we still use it in a derogatory fashion. You know, he doesn't have to be happy what happened now. And I don't agree with him being sacked. But this might not be the first time he was warned about using, you know, words that are offensive to his colleagues. He should have been more careful.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Colette, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Colette?
I'm good, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Colette. Now, just up front first, you are a traveller yourself.
I am indeed.
Okay. And what is your reaction to the story of this guy who was let go from work? By the way, I think it's important to state this. He was only on probation in the job basically get rid of him very easily when he's on probation.
He was only working there 3 months or something.
Yeah, he was only working there 3 months. He was on probation. But
if we're going to sack people for things they say in everyday speech, Jesus, it's going to be a dangerous place.
Okay, Colette, what is your view on the use of the word knacker? And I'm using it just to emphasise the word.
Terrified. No. She knows why you're using it. She doesn't think you're calling her one.
I know that. Go on, Colette, what's your opinion?
The word knacker doesn't bother me personally. I'm not a knacker. I never have been, never will be. So from my point, it does not bother me. Knacker does bother a lot of travellers, and it gets to them, and it is used in a derogatory term 99.9% of the time. Whether that man was using it as derogatory, he says he wasn't. But why else would he be saying, I look like a knacker? What did he look like? What did he mean by, I look like a knacker?
And isn't that the point that I've been trying to make here? That I believe... Okay, so what do you mean, Jeremy, when you say, I look like a knacker?
Well, I very rarely say it, to be honest. Some people knee up here like I'm the one who uses the word.
No, but people using it.
What does it mean, Jeremy? Yeah,
what does it actually mean?
If you say you look like a knacker, what do you look like?
I don't know. I think people use it when they say, like, someone says, you want to go out for a night out tonight, and you're sitting at home in your pajamas, you go, oh no, like, I haven't got my makeup on, I look like a knacker. That's nothing to do with the travelling community, because as I said,
but what does it mean then?
Let me finish, because the travelling community, as I've said before, always dress impeccably. They're done up to the nines. I've never seen a member of the travelling community looking to quote that phrase. So it's not related.
Well, I've seen members of the travelling community look rough. I won't say look like a knacker because I don't like that word. I won't use that word. I've seen them look rough. I've seen members of the settled community look rough. I wouldn't call anybody a knacker, regardless of what their heritage is.
Would you? Is it a word you ever use in conversation?
Never, never. I would never use it under any circumstances.
Okay, but
there's a lot of words I wouldn't use, and they'd all be derogatory terms towards ethnic minorities, and I wouldn't use it to describe anybody or anything.
And you obviously believe, even though it doesn't necessarily offend you, do you think people should stop using the word in that sort of context?
Yeah, I think the word should be stopped being used. It doesn't offend me, Jeremy, Adrian. I'm educated enough to know that I'm not a knacker. And I'm educated enough to know that nobody in my family or ever has been in my family has been a knacker. So that's why that word doesn't offend me. But some people do take great offence to it and get really upset by it. In our culture, in the traveller culture, suicide is 7 times more than what it is in the settler community. It's 7 times higher the rate. And it's mostly because of name calling and derogatory terms and being made feel that you're just not good enough.
But with the greatest respect, Colette, in this instance, Dean was not calling a member of the travelling community. He was literally using the word.
But he used the word in front of a member of the travelling community.
He may not have realised that.
I don't believe that Dean should have been sacked. I believe that Dean should have been reprimanded. Dean should have been told, no, you can't use that here. Even if he was only on probation, he needs to learn the rules. And that's obviously one of the rules. He shouldn't have been sacked. But I would like to know what Dean was describing himself as when he said, I look like a knacker. Mm.
And I would like to know that as well. Because it's an expression that people regularly use.
You know, in fact, I was with a group of friends there a couple of weeks ago when we were in a social session. We were in a pub somewhere. And I told a very rude joke. And one of the girls turned around and says, oh, geez, you knacker. Now, what she meant by that was, you're being rude. That had absolutely no connection to the member of the
family. Why did she need to use that word? Why did she need to say that? Like, what does that even mean?
Because it's part of you. Don't be playing.
She could have said, Jeremy, you're awful. Jeremy, that's terrible.
No, but you knacker. The joke was absolutely, it was a filthy joke. She says, ah, you knacker, is the way she said it. She didn't mean a member of the travelling community. There was absolutely no...
But you're associating the term knacker with filthy.
Yeah.
Rude, because the joke was rude.
Well, you just said filthy.
Okay, so as far as you're concerned,
you said it was a filthy joke.
Colette, even though the word knacker doesn't offend you as such, it's a word that we should try and stop using, basically.
Absolutely. It doesn't offend me personally, but it offends my community and it offends a majority of my community. I don't speak for everybody when I say it doesn't offend.
No,
I'm just saying my personal opinion, it doesn't offend.
I'm going to be talking to another member of the travelling community in a while who does find it very offensive. So
some of my own immediate family who would find it offensive, but me personally, it doesn't offend me because I'm not a knacker. So I just find that that's an uneducated fool who would call me a knacker.
And if somebody were to call you that word, what would you say?
If someone called me a knacker in a derogatory term, I would ask them, what is a knacker? How am I a knacker? Do I kill horses? Is that my living? No. So where are you coming from? Like, that's just making you look foolish. That's making you look stupid.
All right, stay with me for a second if you can, please, Colette.
And can I just say as well, I hate the word knacker being used for members of the travelling community. And in fact, on social media a couple of weeks ago, when John Connors was posting up stuff online, there was absolute trolls calling him a smelly knacker in the comments. I reported every single one of those comments because I found it absolutely disgusting. That John Connor is a respected member of the travelling community, someone who's done really well for himself, brilliant actor. He simply put up a video about love-hate online and people were calling him a smelly knacker. That is absolutely disgusting. So I think we need to differentiate between someone being genuinely using that word to be hurtful towards a member of the travelling community and using it because it's part of the local dialect. It's part of everyday speech.
All right, let me go to line two. Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
How are you?
Well, Jess, what did you want to say on this?
I think if anything, he should have at least been given a warning. But since, like you said, he's on probation, geez, all he has to do is breathe wrong and he'll get let go. It's ridiculous. It's another example of you can't say this, you can't say that. Like, I come home from work and I'm like, oh, how are you? Am I offensive for saying, oh, I'm knackered?
Slightly different. It's a different use of the word.
It's still coming from the same word, isn't it?
Do you see it as, Colette, actually, do you see it as the same thing if I say, oh, God almighty, I'm absolutely knackered?
No, it's a different word. It's a different word
completely. I agree.
To call someone a knacker, say you're knackered, you're tired. But to call someone a knacker is completely different than saying you're knackered.
It is, Jess. It's very different.
It's not really. It's the same word.
I think they come from the same word that arrives at the same word.
But they're not the same word, and they're not used in the same context. Somebody saying, "I'm like this guy. I have to get cleaned up because I look like a knacker," is very different to, "Oh God,
yeah,
I'm
but
knackered."
He didn't mean it in a hurtful way. He said, "Oh, I look a little bad. I look a little scruffy."
Yeah,
he wasn't yielding it to her.
That's exactly the point, Jess. That's the point.
He didn't turn around to someone's face and say, you look like it.
He's calling it about himself, yes. And I am agreeing with you that he should have been reprimanded. He should not have been sacked. But to use that term, you mean a knacker. You're talking about a traveller. Regardless, like nobody, there is no other ethnic minority who are called knackers. So if he looks scruffy, you're saying travellers look scruffy.
That's literally what's happening Jess.
He could have said, I look scruffy, I look terrible, I'm a mess. Anything like that. But he didn't. He said, I look like a knacker.
Because it's part of the vernacular.
Sorry?
It's part of the vernacular. As Jeremy said, it's just part of day-to-day speech.
But it shouldn't be part of day-to-day speech when it's a derogatory term towards travellers. It's the last acceptable form of racism in this country, to call someone a knacker. You won't get away with calling any other ethnic minority any derogatory term, but to call someone a knacker is acceptable, and it shouldn't be.
Do you not get that, Jess?
Well, no, because like, I said it before about myself, like, oh, geez, I look a wreck, I look like a knacker.
But what does
it... Tinker is meant to be a derogatory term, but someone sends a comment and I agree with it. It's somebody who's good with their hands.
A tinker is not a derogatory term. People assume tinker to be a derogatory term. A tinker is someone who works with tin. My grandfather was a tinker. If someone called me a tinker, I would say thank you. Someone who makes things with tin, who works with their hands and can create things with making them from tin. But to call someone a knacker is completely different.
I just think it's ridiculous. Like he wasn't talking to anyone directly. He wasn't trying to hurt anyone's feelings. Someone else got offended.
Yeah, but he did hurt someone's feelings because that was a settled traveller who has probably been raised up being called a knacker all of their life.
But
and
he wasn't
it hurts.
Talking to them. He was talking to himself.
He wasn't talking to them.
He chose to get offended.
No, he was using a term that has been used for our culture since time began. You can't use these terms. There's terms that you just can't use to describe an ethnic minority. Or like, there's words that I could say to you now that you would say to me, oh my God, why are you saying those about ethnic minorities? Well, we feel the same about knackers. My culture feels the same about somebody being called a knacker.
So the point is, Jess, that travellers find that word, generally speaking, offensive and would prefer if it wasn't used because it is a derogatory term to describe a member of the travelling community.
I would love someone to make it explain
to me. It goes back to the old saying, offense is taken, not given.
If you say, Jess, you look like a knacker, I'd love you to describe to me what that looks like. How do you look like a knacker?
I know a knacker has to do with dead livestock. So you look, like you've been dealing with dead livestock.
Do you look like a dead horse?
Well, no, but like there's probably days where you go out and you're like, oh, I feel like a dead horse.
But that's not the way that word is used. That word is used by an awful lot of people. You don't tell me you're going out dressed like that. You're dressed like a knacker. And we do it. And it is, whether we realise it or not, by implication, it is saying you're dressed like a traveller.
Yeah, absolutely.
But That's not what everyone means when they say it. Maybe some people think it that way, but not everyone thinks of it that way.
But that's where it has come from. That's where the use of that word has come from. It's come from a place where people have an opinion on travellers being lesser than, than settled people.
They don't dress well, they don't behave well. But nobody...
Stop carrying on like that, Jeremy. You're carrying on like a knacker.
Yeah.
Right?
They don't mean a member of the travelling community.
Nobody owns the dictionary, that's where the use of that term came from. Would you agree with that, Colette?
Absolutely. And Jeremy, you have to be truthful. If you hear the word knacker, you're going to think traveller. You can't say, oh, I hear knacker and I think ABC. If you hear someone saying knacker, traveller is going to come to your mind.
No, believe it or not, it actually doesn't. Because
you're the only person in Ireland.
Yeah, no, I agree with her.
Well, I don't use that word to describe members of the travelling community. In fact, there was a video online.
Oh, thank you. If you don't use that word to describe us, I thank you for that.
Well, no, you shouldn't.
99% of the population do.
No, but you shouldn't thank me because it should be a given that people don't use that word to describe members of the travelling community.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, but they do. I've heard people driving past a traveller's halting site. Oh, look at the state of that place, the knackers living in there. I have heard people. So people do use it to describe travellers very often.
There was a video, Colette.
I live in a traveller group housing and I've lived here since late 80s, since I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to school, I was asked, 2 weeks in school, I was asked that I live in the knacker's yard. I didn't know what that word meant. I had never heard that word before. I was probably about 9 years old.
Mm.
And I was like, no. And I told the person where I lived. And they said, yeah, that's the knacker's yard. And I came home and I said it to my parents. And my father went ballistic. And he went to the school about it. It was never used to me again. But that was the term that was being used by the local community for our housing estate, the knacker's yard.
And probably still is, had the truth be known, by a lot of locals.
Probably. Yeah. We do get along with all the locals here. There's four estates around us now and we got along with everybody. But at the time, we were just newly here. People didn't know us, weren't really interested in getting to know us for a long time. And it was called the Knacker's Yard by the local community.
There was a video up on Facebook there a couple of weeks ago of a group of young fellas. I think they were in Ballyfermot and they were throwing rocks at a delivery driver who was out delivering pizza. Remember that video? Mm-hmm. Disgusting. A group of Canada Goose scumbags throwing rocks at a delivery driver. And on Facebook underneath the comments, loads of people were commenting saying, oh, bunch of knackers. What a bunch of knackers. They didn't for 1 minute think that that bunch of young fellas were members of the travelling community. They said they were behaving knackery, which had no connotation.
No, I totally disagree. I totally disagree with you.
I've never seen members of the travelling community engage in that sort of behaviour.
The point is that the use of the expression in that context, those lads are behaving like travellers. That's literally what they meant. But it is what it means.
That is what they meant, Charlie. Yeah. It absolutely is what was meant by that.
Now, if someone drives by a halting site and says, oh, look at that, full of smelly knackers, then yes, they are referring to members of the travelling community. That is absolutely disgusting.
But the point being that we use that word to describe bad behaviour that people stereotypically associate with travellers. That's it.
Not true.
It is true.
It is true, Jeremy. It is 100% true. I am a very proud Irish traveller and Adrian is 1,000,000% right. It's used to describe travellers. And when people say knacker, whether they admit it or not, they think traveller.
No, I agree with you. It is used to describe travellers by some people, but not exclusively used to describe travellers. Not everybody uses it.
Jeremy, what I will say is we use the word knacker to describe something bad. Okay, so I'm dressed like a knacker. You dress bad. Those young fellas are carrying on like knackers.
We're getting caught up in a word.
That's what the conversation is. And as Colette said,
Do you not find the P word more offensive, Colette? I find that word disgusting now.
Pikey.
Yeah, pikey. I didn't want to say it to you because I didn't want to offend you. But I find that word.
I don't find any of those words offensive. And pikey is more to do with English gypsies, which is a complete different heritage than us.
But is the word gypsy offensive? You see, sometimes a lot of people don't know. Like up until a couple of years ago, I thought the word queer was offensive to gay people. And then I found out, well, no, queer is actually what gay people want to be known as. You can't keep up with it. Like,
no, gypsy is not an offensive word. Gypsy is another heritage. They're English travellers, so I don't think there's any gypsies in Ireland.
Well, you see, I would have thought that if I called you a gypsy, you'd be offended by that. That's another word I wouldn't
no,
use.
No, I would just correct you and say, no, I'm an Irish traveller, I'm not an English gypsy. Mm.
Stay there for a sec, Colette, if you can, please. 085-825-2626 is our number. Eddie?
A question for Adrian. So you're saying the word knacker is offensive. You turn around and say, I dress like a knacker. I kind of get you there, right? But say, for example, I say, oh, I'm knackered, as in I'm tired, right? Would you say that's offensive? Because everybody uses that. And knackered tends to mean old and knackered, like an old horse or a donkey years ago would be sent to the knacker's yard. So if I turn around and I say, geez, I'm bleeding knackered today, does that mean I'm a racist? Or would you use that word? Or is that too woke for you as well?
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Just going back to Eddie's message that we played a moment ago, Eddie, even a lady on the phone here who is a traveller doesn't find the use of the term knackered in that context in any way offensive. It's a completely different word and is used in a completely different way, okay? But describing a bunch of teenagers carrying on disgraceful as a bunch of knackers, or you saying to your friend, you're dressed like a knacker today, that's completely different because it's using the word in a negative way about something bad. Let me go to Trevor. You're on Opinions Matter, Trevor. How are you?
How are you, boys?
Well, Trevor, what did you want to say on this?
I've used that word for myself, and I've grown up and I'm still very good friends with members of the traveling community, and I've used that word around them.
Okay, would you...
And if, okay. The one word I've actually... It's Garfield who's actually just said it, lad. The one word I've been told not to use around them is pipe.
Well, there you go. So Colette doesn't find that word offensive. But would you...
So
hang on. No, if you were out with one of... You say you've used that word. If you were out with one of your traveller mates and he arrived into the pub and he was dressed really badly, he was very dishevelled looking, would you ever, in your wildest dreams, say, God, Johnny, you're dressed like a knacker today?
I've said to him before, Jason, how are you feeling? Do you feel like you look all right there, pal? He's like, what do you mean? I go, you're being the liquor side, ain't you? And he'd laugh his head off me. He'd go, I'm down in Parnish at the minute. And I've been going there. I went out last weekend drinking, and the word was definitely tossed around a few times. But again, Adrian, I've been told not to use the other word because them down there find that offensive. So if one word is offensive to one part of the travelling community and one word isn't, where do you fucking find the balance?
Well, Colette, he doesn't know what's offensive and what's not offensive.
And Adrian, before I go to Colette, and Colette, I mean no disrespect talking over here, but I have never used it in a derogatory way about the travelling community. I just want to make that perfectly clear.
Okay, that's fine. But Colette, basically what he's saying is it's hard to know what is offensive and what's not.
Well, I suppose then don't use any of the two terms if they're going to be taken as offensive. What's that man, Trevor? Is that his name?
Yep.
Yeah, Trevor, if you're friends with that group of people and you're speaking as friends, they're obviously not going to take offence from you because you're their friend. You're not using that in a derogatory term. It's when it's been used in a derogatory term that it's going to be taken as offensive. And the word pikey, maybe that group spend a lot of their time in England. I don't know. It is an absolute derogatory term in England to be used.
Well, I'm going to tell you now, Colette, I never even knew that. That was a mostly English term.
It is a mostly English term, yeah.
I never even knew that. I grew up in Ireland all my life, and here all my life, and I've always heard it my whole life, and I've been told never to use it.
Yeah, it's a horrible word to use to describe anybody, but it is mostly an English term. As I said, personally, and I'm only speaking for myself, I don't get offended by being called anything, because if you have to resort to name calling, you're just an uneducated fool. So if you can't have a conversation and get your point across without calling names, you're not even worth to be spoken to. Just ignore people.
Yeah, well, Colette, let's be honest. The Irish are known for calling everybody names under the sun.
Yeah, you will. And in our group of friends, and like you call names, but it's not used in derogatory ways. But the Irish are known.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, if I can say the word knacker around them, but I can't say pikey, where's the line drawn then? Like, how's anybody else supposed to know what's like the derogatory way of saying it? Now, I know when you say, oh, you look like a knacker, when you're not saying it to a person that's a friend, it could be misconstrued as a derogatory term. But at the end of the day, most people in Ireland use these words as their own self-expression, I suppose.
Yeah, but they're just words that shouldn't be used when, if you're going to be causing offence to an ethnic minority, you shouldn't be using it. There is other ethnic minorities who have words that find offensive that people wouldn't dream of using. They don't use them.
Yeah, well, that's true. I suppose even the these days, you're not even allowed to call a woman these days.
Now you're going ridiculous. But the fact of the matter is that it is an offensive term, whether people accept it or not, it is an offensive term. Stay there for a second, Trevor. I want to bring in Leslie on this.
Can I just ask who correlated the word knacker with the travelling community? Because I've always known the word knacker as like a 43-year-old woman that came from Dublin, and it was widely used in Dublin as just a slang word. I never knew it was correlated to anything until only recently, in the last like 5 to 10 years, I've heard that it's being correlated to travellers. But that's not ever like what I ever knew was like used for or supposed to be used for.
Well, you're probably alone there, Leslie, if I'm to be honest with you. Most people know that that word is used as a derogatory term towards members of the travelling community, and it is. Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Afternoon, Adrian.
Now, what did you want to say on this?
Poor Jeremy's tying himself a knot there. I mean, he really is. It is an old Dublin word, but you can't use it anymore. It is a derogatory term. We all know that.
Agreed.
I mean, years ago, it was used. I mean, it was a knacker's yard you'd go to. So if something was knackered, you'd have been down to the knacker's yard. But that meant you were bringing it for scrap. And I mean, they were always dirty, filthy places. So that's where that term comes from. A lot of people use it nowadays and don't understand they're using it.
But isn't that the point of this conversation today?
Yeah.
To try and highlight the fact that, as you heard from Colette, it is a derogatory term for travellers. It is used in a derogatory way when we're talking about people, the way they dress or the way they're behaving. And we really, whether we realise it or not, are talking about travellers.
We are, but a lot of kids nowadays, I mean, it was just part of Dublin talk. I don't really hear that down the country. I wouldn't really hear it much. But when I'm up and around Dublin, you'll hear kids saying to each other, when they meet something that's horrible, they go, oh, you knacker. They don't mean that you're a... They don't personally mean that you're a member of the travelling community. It's just a word they grew up hearing. But yet in the 80s and 90s, it was a word that we did use in a derogatory term.
Nobody
because we associated it. So yeah, you're right, sorry, Adrian. Yeah, right. Yeah. We have to take the word out of society now, because I mean, kids are going around using it. That's just the way it is, because they were brought up listening to their parents use it. They were brought up listening to their parents use it. I mean, my first time ever hearing would have been my grandfather telling me, like, that old van is knackered, get it down to the knacker's yard down there in Dunsink Lane, see Mr. Such and Such, and he'll give you a few bob for it. And that's, you know, so when I hear that, that's what I automatically think. Okay, down to the traveller site, and yeah, man, I'll give you a few bob for the bit of scrap metal, the van, the old car or something. I mean, that's where the term comes from. But kids nowadays just use it as a word to say, oh, that's disgusting. But if you ask them where the term word comes from, I guarantee you none of them would know.
I would think some of them probably would know, probably do know.
I wouldn't say so, not the way kids talk nowadays. People of our age should. People of our age, Jeremy's age, should.
Okay,
we definitely know what it means.
I would say that if you said to a child, a young person, what's a knacker? I would say they will answer, oh yeah, a traveller. That's who's a knacker.
I don't think so, Adrian. I mean, I have young kids from 14 down, and I've heard them use the term, but they've never seen a traveller. They wouldn't know what a traveller is. Like my daughter and son, he's 12 and 14, wouldn't know what a traveller is because they've never seen one, they've never met one, in a sense.
Same as my kids. My kids wouldn't.
Okay, your young fellow, if you said to your young fellow Luke, what's a knacker?
He wouldn't associate with a member of the travel because he doesn't even know that members of the travelling community exist. And what I mean by that is he doesn't differentiate. Kids don't differentiate between different types of people.
Of course they do.
No, they don't. Not at that
age. They do.
They absolutely don't.
I'd love you to ask him when you go home.
I'll say it to me someone when I go home. If I'm home out tomorrow night, I'll say it because I've heard them use that word, but it's only when it's something icky. You know that way? Like, you knacker. Or, you know, just, and that's the way they'd use it. He's never met a traveller, like, he's never been on a halting site, he's never seen a halting site, if you know what I mean, like, at his age. But yeah, he still knows the word from hearing it. I mean, my daughter from town uses it all the time, but that's a Dublin inner city thing, but they call themselves that all the time. But to them, they don't. I wouldn't say. Okay, no, I don't know. I must find out.
And I'd like Jeremy to ask his young fellow the same thing. I want both of you to ask your kids, what's a knacker? And just see what answer you get.
I'm not going to say that because I don't want to even introduce that word into their vocabulary because it's probably
don't
not
be
in
so
there.
Naive to think he hasn't heard the word.
I don't know if he has, but if he has.
Well, may I find it out, Jeremy?
Okay, I'll say it to him. I'll say it to him.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Gloria, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Gloria?
Yes, I'm all right, yeah.
Good. What did you want to say on this?
This was in the workplace and he said the word knacker. A lot of people use that word and they don't refer to travelling community. It's just a word that they've heard and it's something to do with the way they're dressed or untidy or something. They just feel that way. But I think whoever you said that, the word he was saying to the person. Who was that person? Were they belong to a community or something?
Yeah, the person who reported him in work is a settled traveller. And she reported him for using the word knacker. He said, I have to get cleaned up because I look like a knacker. And in his company was a member of staff who is a settled traveller, and she reported him.
But did he know she was a settled traveller around here? And even if he did, like he wouldn't have said that if he had known. So obviously he was just saying it as a word. That's the way he felt. Nothing to nobody else, to the effect to hurt anyone else or be, what you call that word, whatever. Anyway, I wouldn't say he meant that by that to her. She just took offence to that because travellers find
that word offensive.
That word. But he didn't say that to her as meaning her or anybody else. It's just a word. I've heard that they say, oh, look at me, I look like a knacker. No, they mean probably the way they're untidy or dressed or the way they feel. It's just a word, I think, nowadays. It's nothing to do with travelling community. Do you know what I mean? I think that anyway.
Is it a word you use?
Well, no, I don't use it, but on hearing it, I'd be saying to myself, oh, geez, I look like a knacker. You know what I mean? Like, not meaning anything to anybody else. I've got no problem with nobody.
But do you not get the point that I was making earlier on, and Colette was making as well, that we only ever use that word when it's something negative? Bad behaviour, badly dressed.
No, it would be different if you were to say to a traveller, you know, oh, you're a knacker. Or something like that. But in the sense that they're not saying that to her as aimed at her, he was just a figure of speech saying, do you know what I mean? Now, I don't know where that word ever came out of. Someone must have called someone that name. But it's just stuck in society now as just a word that you refer to as something going on with yourself, or because it'd be different if he shouldn't have been sacked over it. He should have been brought in and talked to and said that word is offensive and it's not allowed in the job. And he should have all these words, not say discrimination and all this. They should have a list to say this is what you're not allowed to say because it's classed as discrimination, you know?
Okay, do me a favour and stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Mark?
Using the word knacker is a derogatory term. Always has been, always will be. And I can see why members of the travelling community could be offended by someone saying they look like a knacker when they're looking dishevelled or horrible. It's the same way I could see a Jewish person being offended if they hear someone saying, you're a scabby Jew. It's just how it is. It's offensive.
He's dead right. There are expressions that are very, very derogatory, like describing somebody as a scabby Jew, which
people... that was huge when we were kids. Yeah, I haven't heard that in years.
Some people still would use that.
Working like a black. People used to say that, yeah. No, working like a black. But those expressions have died out. Thankfully, they've died out.
That is the point. This expression should die out as well. We should stop using the word knacker. Let me just squeeze in a few more messages before we wrap this up. This is Louise.
Hi guys, great topic today. I have to say, Jeremy, you talk about Adrian watching his words because of the cancel culture and everything, but you have to walk. You just sound ridiculous today in everything that you've been saying. It didn't make sense at all. From the point of view, is it offensive or is it derogatory? Definitely. Definitely. And everybody knows the reason why it's used. You know what I mean? So No, I don't think the guy should have been sacked. I think he should have probably got a warning or something like that, but not being sacked. It's a bit harsh. And Kelly sounds like a lovely woman, by the way. One of the nicest callers you've had on the podcast in a long, long while. She made an awful lot of sense in everything she said and seemed very well educated. So yeah, but Jeremy today, I think I can speak for most of the listeners when I say you just backtracked big time. It looks ridiculous and sounds ridiculous.
So where did I backtrack? You were here, Adrian. You witnessed
okay,
the podcast.
You said earlier on that it's not acceptable, or it is acceptable to use the word knacker.
No, I didn't use the word acceptable.
You're dressed like a knacker.
No, I didn't use the word acceptable to say that. Again, don't just...
It's no big deal.
Didn't say that either.
It's just a word.
Rewind the podcast, didn't say that. I said I and 99% of people listening to this podcast and 99% of people I know have used the word but not related to members of the travelling community. And if I was
okay, we only ever use the word in a negative way.
No backtracking here. I haven't backtracked once. What I did say is when it's used towards members of the travelling community, I find it abhorrent.
Yeah, and it is.
And I spent a half an hour of my life reporting posts on Instagram a couple of weeks ago with people calling John Connors a knacker and a smelly pikey and all that because I find that appalling. But you cannot compare that. You cannot compare somebody calling a member of the travelling community a knacker to their face, because if you say it on social media...
Okay, but you just heard...
You cannot compare that to someone saying...
You have just heard from two travellers on this podcast who say the word used in that sort of context to describe a group of lads behaving badly or somebody dressed really badly is a negative towards travellers and we should stop using it. Let me squeeze in.
Do travellers not have a name for settled people? I think they do.
Let's bring in Neil.
I don't know what it is.
Lads, I think the word knacker is not nice. I really do. I really believe it's not a nice word, knacker, and I believe it shouldn't be called. But the word knackered, it's like a daytime conversation. Jeez, I'm fucking knackered. I am. Jeez, it's just like, you know, I don't think there's any harm in it. But the word knacker, yeah, there's harm in that. But should you get sacked over saying the word knacker? No, but you shouldn't say it. But knacker, jeez, I'm fucking knackered. I can do this sleep now. Yeah, that's fine. Cheers, lads.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Neil.
What I found bizarre over the last hour or whatever is the amount of people who, and by the way, you're entitled to find the word offensive if you do, but the amount of people that find the word offensive, you're the exact same people that call immigrants invaders online. You've no problem calling people that come into the country invaders. You've no problem calling people from Romania Roma gypsies, even though Roma gypsies aren't necessarily from Romania. So there's so much hypocrisy here. So sort out your own language before you start telling other people how to speak.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next one.